Those are two advice we heard from Rumi. Right? Two stories. The first one, appreciate whatever you have. Do not nag about the things that you could count that it's not there, because you have this imagination. No matter what situation you're in, you could imagine something is missing. Even sometimes you think that, oh, I wish my mom was here to look at this. Even if you're not in a very decent situation, you think about it. Because these wishes are just like that, the animal, hungry animal. Then, we will start to give you a very good lecture about the sickness and the problem of this handmaiden. First he made a big paragraph, we'll come back to that again and again and again, and there is a verse of that that the Iranians, they know it, because I repeat it so often. It's and this is not very translatable, because for you the animals are sweet, cutie pets, but we are very judgmental about the animals, with the real relationship with the animals and living with them 700 years ago. For us, the animals are not cute pets. And there are animals that their name, exact name, is the worst thing you could call someone. I mean, here, I don't know how much do you often, if you want to call someone and say, horse. But in Persian, you say, kha. And this is the worst. As you are, this is guaranteed that you are stupid as a donkey. That's what donkey is to us. Okay? And the stupidity of the donkey is because donkey will put itself in stupid, sticky situations. Normally, the donkey will be stuck in a mud. Who knows why? It's very amazing. Donkey is a little animal, and he could carry a lot of stuff, a heavy stuff. And he's not intelligent enough to count about the heavy stuff it's carrying. And the road is not asphalt or reinforced concrete or paved. It's dirt. Right? When it rains, it's muddy. Everybody lives in the mud. Even if they try to glamorize it here in the Western Hollywood version of movies, but mud is sticky. The donkey with a heavy load will go in the mud because it believes that it could come out, but it cannot. So, that's a scene that happens often, as often maybe as you see the fender now. The donkey is in the mud, and everybody knows this is stupid. Rumi will say, the logic is like that donkey stuck in the mud when wants to explain love. And it's not only explaining, that shad means analyzing, dissecting you. Then what will explain the love? Love itself could explain the love. This was the first dilemma. You should know it. You should know it. Why? Because we are talking about love in this book. Because we know the key. Master key of happiness is love. But love is not something you could understand, because by nature it's beyond the logic. So logically you cannot get it. That was a very big paragraph, right?
Next paragraph, he said, let's talk about the love you know, which is not love. What is the love you know?
Satisfaction.
Wanting. You think that wanting too much is love. If I want a Lamborghini very, very, very much, I can say I love Lamborghini. Okay? So that's the first thing that you have in your pot. Look at your pot. Look at your brain, your memory, and your judgment. Or whatever you call it, because I know that's something you call it you, which is not you. But look at that one. What do you love? What is love to you? Love to you is some affiliation that you have had and you had lost and you want to have it back. We know that. Because whenever we talk about the children, suddenly envy will radiate out of you. Because you know that that was a very good time. You lost the innocence by sin. And you don't know how to get it back. Because you think that you could really get it back. You cannot. There are two kind of innocence. One is based on ignorance. The second is based on knowledge. You lose the first one, you have to find the second one. Remember, we have the same allegory for paradise. First paradise is animal life. They live in paradise, don't they? Yes, they do. That's what the life is. When we had the choice, we got the fruit of knowledge. We are kicked out of that paradise. And we are promised another one. That another one is not the animal paradise. That another one is not the place that you will be fed, nobody eats you, and you will have permanent sex. Although the religions, they try to explain it that way for the general public. The general public understands that. But what is this second paradise? It's another state of mind that you are innocent. But you are not innocent because you are ignorant. You are not innocent because you don't do anything. You are innocent because you do only good. That's the state of mind you are looking for. And somehow, Rumi is trying to explain this to you. The last paragraph was discovery of this connection. He said, look at this. Your brain has an anchor somewhere. Where? In Samarkand. In some sweet stuff, spot, somehow there is this goldsmith. This goldsmith had your intelligence. Because your intelligence is somehow a jewel that the family passed them to you, right? Aren't you carrying this jewel of the family and environment? Your intelligence is what? Is something made for you, right? Handmade for you. By whom? By the goldsmith. So you have this shiny gold stuff in your hand, and you love it. When he found the goldsmith, then he said what? You remember? With the stories and everything, when it happened, he said, first of all, you handmade it. It means you, your intelligence, your brain.